Hello, sisters. Sister Dab from don'tperish.com. Hey, I was just going to do some sister sharing again today. So, first of all, we were going to go stand out and proclaim the gospel at an event that we weren't really sure if we'd have really good access to the people. And when we got there, it was kind of what we thought. Not very good access. We had the, Brother James always teaches three P's. People, parking, and public access. Well, they were all here, but we didn't have the access to the people. So that's not the only ministry we do. We do a lot of online ministry, too. So that's what we did today, and that's good, too, because there's billions of people out there. And some gospel cards went out. So it was a really good, busy day today. And so anyway, I thought today I would share something that a sister talked about yesterday or whenever it was. And she was talking about overcoming fear by being prepared for it or something like that. I don't remember exactly how she said it, but in a summary, she talked about like fear of being ridiculed for not attending her husband's funeral because that was just recent. And, you know, I just wanted to say, by the way, funerals are, the way most people do them are pagan. Christians just bury people and put them in the ground. So anyway, Brother James has teachings on that. You can go check those out. So, yeah, that's not the point of this audio, but anyway, the other issue that she brought up, I think it was fear of the future, and she did really good because she went after those head-on by going to the Lord to prepare herself because she knew this was all coming, and she went to the scriptures to help do that, and we know that the scriptures are what are going to give us the strength, and by the power of God, we can get through things, and when we know things are coming ahead of us, it's good for us to prepare the best we can anyway. And she's right, we're not to fear, and we know there's many ways that we can fear in our flesh. You know, if we're walking in the spirit, we're strong, but a lot of times things can overpower us and we end up walking in the flesh, we don't see it, and then we can fear. And so I thought we would talk about who we are to fear, and there's an awesome scripture verse that I love to go to. It's Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And so we're not supposed to fear man. We're not supposed to fear what man can do to us. We're not supposed to fear what's in our future. We're not supposed to fear about what's going to happen to us. Because, first of all, we don't even have those days. You know, Lord willing, he gives us the next day, but we don't even have it, so why would we even think about it? You know, Jesus warns us about that. You know, you got enough trouble today, why worry about tomorrow? So just take the day that you're given and deal with that. And if we just deal with each day like this, we're not worried about all that other stuff in the future. But if we know some big events are coming, then it is good to prepare ourselves spiritually and get strong in that. And I thought maybe we'd just go over a few verses. There's a whole bunch of verses on fear and how we can overcome that and being strong. I mean, we could be here all day. The scriptures are rich with all kinds of strength and edification. I love it. But here's just a few of them. 2 Timothy 1:7-9. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And, oops, I've got, hold on, I'm going to pause this. I got another scripture verse that was melded right into that one. Okay, I just wanted to go make sure that's the one. Yeah, so I finished that one. So we'll go back over it. And yeah, I love that part. God didn't give us fear. He gave us power. And he gave us love, and he gave us a sound mind. And, you know, it says he's our strength. So I ask us, you know, who or what can we fear if we have him, the creator of the universe, the one who created us, the one who gives us eternal life? If we endure in the faith until the end, why would we fear anything unless we're in our flesh? So that's a good one here to get us prepared for things if we know they're coming and to pull us out of issues. And yeah, so let's read Psalm 34:1-4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So he will deliver us from all our fears if we go to him. And yeah, how great. I love that. We can exalt his name together. All us sisters can do that. You know, so if we lift him up in glory and honor and praise, he also lifts us up and gives us what we need and carries us through. Amen. Praise God. And a sister shared this verse, Psalm 112, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That's a big one right there. Trusting in him. You know, when we fear, it's kind of like having a lack of trust. Like, we don't trust God to take care of everything ahead of us. So we don't want to not trust God. How offensive is that? You know, if you got a really close sister and all of a sudden she's looking at you like, I'm not sure I can trust you. And you've done everything you can to be a biblical, godly, holy sister saint and not doing anything sinful. And then all of a sudden she's not trusting you for something. You know, that kind of gets you. You know, we don't walk in the flesh, but it still makes you question your own character and maybe your own standing biblically. And if there's an issue or something, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can have great trust in him. And how can we not trust him for all things? It's a good question for us to ask. And I like this one. Psalm 27:1 was another verse a different sister shared. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There we go. Keep asking those questions. If he is our strength, he is our hope, he's our creator, he is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, he was, is, and always will be, who can we fear when we're on with him? He's on our side, he's with us, and he will protect us and lead us through situations, maybe out of sometimes, but oftentimes through the situations. And like I said, if you go look, you're going to see a whole bunch more scripture verses. I was just sharing a few. Yeah. Yeah, we have a great God that knows what we're going through, sisters. He sees it all, and he's going to use it all to his glory and to our refining. And that same sister who was talking about that, I like this. She mentioned being encouraged by widows like Naomi and Anna. And she said, they withstood the test of faith. I like that. That says a lot, and that's true. You know, will we withstand the test of faith through this walk that we have to go through? And yeah, so Naomi lost her husband and both of her sons, and actually one of the daughter-in-laws. So she went back and she was greatly blessed with Ruth coming with her. We all know the story about Ruth. If not, you should go read that. It's pretty awesome. I love it. And through all that came the lineage of Jesus. Jesus came through all that. And so people doing what they need to do through faith, and look what God can do all the way down the line, and we don't always get to see it. And then Anna, I love this. She's a good example of a godly, holy woman serving the Lord. She was a widow and spent her life waiting on Jesus. I love this. We got to read this. Luke 2:36-38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. That is so awesome. I love it. You know, I just have to say this also. Being a widow isn't always bad like the world makes it out to be. You know, many women are widows, and they've been set free from unbelieving husbands so they can go serve the Lord. And even Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7 that it's better not to be married. We see that. He says that a couple times. And I just want to say that it's not like marriage is bad, of course, because God had Adam and Eve together in the beginning. But then we see Paul later on saying that it's better not to, because when we're free or without a husband or a wife, if men were talking to men, you know, we can serve the Lord fully. We have no distractions before us. And We see that God uses both men and women in ministry to his purpose, and so the widows or single sisters are set free to do that without any hindrance. And I don't want to use that hindrance in a bad way, but, I mean, if you see it in the Bible, there is something... Well, the Bible talks about how we care for what our spouse... We care for pleasing our spouse. And when we don't have one or anything like that, then we get to do all our pleasing to God. And so I guess I just want to say, to be fair, in being married, you know, we can be good encouragers to husbands if they're believers, and we can be good godly witnesses to unbelieving husbands, and we're shining our light to those who are watching us, and there may be children to raise to the glory of the Lord. And we just stay where we're called because God called us there, and he knows the whole situation, and he knows what he wants us to be doing. So regardless of our situation, we can bring glory to the Lord. So he knows and he cares. I just love that. I wanted to read, let's see, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I was just saying, he knows all and he cares. I love that. He cares about us. He's a father that cares for his daughters. But obviously that doesn't mean we're not going to suffer or have persecution because, well, let's just go read it. It is, hold on, I got to go get that. We're going to go read it. Luke 6:22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. You know, which kind of brings us back around to not having fear of what's ahead. You know, we know persecution is part of the Christian life, and we know hardships are part of it also. So we shouldn't be surprised by any of it, because Jesus warned us about all of it, didn't he? Everything. We're not left to be surprised. He was awesome enough to give us these warnings to prepare us ahead of time, just like this woman prepared herself for everything that was coming. And there are times we're to rejoice about all this through the refinement and the persecution that comes on the other side. So, yeah, anyway, these are good topics to share on. And thank you, sisters, who are listening that share all these things that we can edify others with. Good things to share here. And I wanted to share this, too. I thought this was really cute. A young mother was sharing about how her 2-year-old son is learning a lot of the alphabet. And her 4-month tasted squash for the first time. And it just brought me joy because, you know, it's such a dark world. And to hear of little souls being trained up in the admonition of the Lord, and to hear the joy of a mother sharing about that, it just brought great joy to my heart. And I thought that would make a smile for you, sisters. And yeah, so precious. And I give you encouragement to you, sisters, who are blessed to raise children in the Lord. We cheer you on. Praise God. And yeah, there's another sister that helps out with her niece and nephews, and she shares some of the conversations that go on with what they're learning. And so that's so precious. And to be able to share such things, you know, because some of us are older and we don't have children to raise, and maybe we raised our children outside of the Lord, and so those are things we have to deal with. And but there is great joy in knowing their sisters raising children, and there's maybe you're going to be a grandparent or a great grandparent, and you get to maybe be a part of your grandchild's life, sharing the truth of God with them the best you can anyway. And there's a lot of different situations out there, but I just rejoice in all that and encourage you all on. So anyway, I think that's about it today, sisters. Let's see what the rest of our evening brings, and Lord willing, I'll be back to encourage you all again. And yeah, we're by a place that's having a bunch of loud vehicles, so that's our life out here on the road. So anyway, sisters, I'm going to let you go now. Hold fast. May God be praised.